Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-877-718-5543 or visit morethanagame.nc.gov. Must be physically located in North Carolina. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Yes, you are. Welcome in, everybody. This is David Shepherd, a.k.a. The Good Shepherd, in for my guy, JR, also known as the JR Sport Brief, right here on the Infinity Sports Network. Happy Thursday, everybody. Hope everyone is having a wonderful, wonderful week before Thanksgiving. However, you may be consuming our show. It could be on Sirius XM, Channel 375. It could be for free on the Odyssey app. Not many things are free in life, but this happens to be. So take prime advantage of it. You could be getting us on your local affiliate. You could be getting us on your smart speaker device. All you have to say is, hey, Alexa, play the Infinity Sports Network. Always a pleasure to be across the glass from my guy, Ryan Batra. And good to have Kevin Bunk with us as well. We got so much to do on this busy program on the JR Sport Brief. We are certainly going to talk about LeBron James. And yeah, year 23, he is once and for all proving to all of us why you can, in fact, defeat Father Time. We will certainly discuss Thursday Night Football. We have a very interesting and tight race shaping up in the AFC East. A lot of people felt like this was going to be an absolute runaway with the Buffalo Bills, but New England Patriots said, hey, let's get ourselves a legitimate coach, not someone that likes 25-year-old girlfriends, and not someone that is a first-year head coach in Gerard Mayo. Let's get Mike Vrabel, and that has made all the difference. So we will certainly discuss that. We'll preview Bills and Texans. We will get into everything week 13 of college football. We will certainly talk about James Franklin and him being a Hokie. No one saw that coming 2 months ago when he was the number three team in the entire country. So certainly a lot to delve into. But we, of course, get started with the Dallas Cowboys, because I don't think enough people are paying attention to what Dak Prescott is doing this particular season. I don't know if many people will have themselves an MVP candidate with just four wins at this point of the season, but that's exactly what he is. Dak Prescott and the Cowboys had an ugly, disastrous loss in week 9. That was embarrassing. At AT&T Stadium, losing to Jacoby Brissett. Listen, the last time most people heard of Jacoby Brissett was when he was taken over for Andrew Luck when he announced his retirement in the middle of a preseason game. You're not supposed to lose to Jacoby Brissett. I get that he's a reliable backup, but you can't lose to that guy at home when every single game at this point matters, when you are already behind the eight ball, behind the Philadelphia Eagles in the NFC East. But that's exactly what happened. And they don't just lose. They lose by double digits. So you felt like that was going to be rock bottom for the Dallas Cowboys. And then, unfortunately, we saw what took place and what transpired with Marshawn Nyland after the fact, a couple of days after. The 24-year-old, soon to be, I believe, star defensive end for the Dallas Cowboys, happened to take his own life a couple of days later. And so you want to talk about the ultimate rock bottom. Forget being two games under 500 at this point. You just lost a brother, a teammate, a confidant, a friend, someone that had their whole lives ahead of them. And by the way, was one of the lone bright spots on Monday Night Football when he actually had a touchdown as a defensive end off a turnover. That was the high of his professional life. And then we see the unthinkable happen. And that's when you really judge Dak Prescott and the Dallas Cowboys, because we trash them a lot. I don't want to say trash, but we criticize them a lot. We pick holes in them a lot. Now, Jerry Jones doesn't do himself any favors. But I give the Dallas Cowboys a lot of credit because they were wearing the number 94 helmet decals. They were honoring, you know, Marshawn with obviously the warm-up T-shirts and placing his jersey in the locker room and on the sideline. He was everywhere. His spirit, his identity was not lost on the Dallas Cowboys. And Dak went out of his way to honor him tenfold, not just by writing One Love on his wrist tape, but going out there and performing the very best he has all season, tying a Dallas Cowboys Monday Night Football record with 4 passing touchdowns. And that came with more than 20 minutes to go in the game. Had they not taken their foot off the gas pedal against a struggling Raiders team, Dak could have had 6 touchdowns easily. Would have had 5 if not for a costly errant drop. Hi, CeeDee Lamb. But Dak Prescott, when he needed to be at his best and the Cowboys were on life support in terms of staying alive in the wild card playoff format, Dak Prescott was at his very best. And I feel like we're very quick to point out the 2-5 postseason record. We're very quick to point out that Dak Prescott in 10 years has never made an NFC conference game. But let's also give credit where credit is due when it comes to the face and the star of the Dallas Cowboys. And this was an absolute save-your-season type of win for Dallas. Because you look at 3 of the next 4 games they have on their brutal schedule. They got the Eagles, a division rival. They got the Chiefs, and they got the Lions. So they needed to win this game despite being on the road against the Las Vegas Raiders. And you saw Dak Prescott completely carve up Pete Carroll and company. And look, I understand people are going to say, well, Shep, let's not get too carried away for a Cowboys win over the Las Vegas Raiders. Las Vegas Raiders, they're chopped liver. I mean, they're absolute garbage. Well, that same chopped liver and garbage team happened to go into New England week 1 and beat the Patriots in New England. Yeah, the same team that has the best record in the NFL through week 12. So anyone can get gotten in the NFL on any given Sunday. Hence, I love the movie Al Pacino. I won't do my impression anytime soon. But the point is, when the Cowboys season was on life support, that is when Dak Prescott played his very best. And if those expectations and the weight and the gravity of that is not heavy enough, he's playing for a fallen teammate and brother. And when you lose someone to suicide the way they did tragically and unfortunately with Marshawn Nyland, just 24 years old, that can completely obliterate a team for months to come. And there would be some teams, and understandably so, that would fold, that would wilter, that would essentially be checked out. And that's why Dak Prescott, his performance in week 11 was the very best of anyone. And I don't know if he's getting enough adulation and praise for what he was able to do. Now look, Geno Smith is known more for press conferences these days than he is his actual play on the field. But this was a very impressive win for the Dallas Cowboys. They were up 31-9 at one point midway through the third quarter. This game was over by halftime. But for Dak to come out the way he did and light up the Raiders on Monday Night Football, amazing. And I got to give credit, speaking of guys who don't get any credit this season, like Matt Eberflus, I got to give credit to the defense, holding the Raiders to 16 points. First time all season the Dallas Cowboys held an opponent to under 20 points. So we're going to give credit to Matt Eberflus. We're going to put Good and Eberflus in the same sentence in the year 2025. Who knew? But you got to credit Dallas's defense. They did an excellent job. And overall, to me, this was by far the most impressive win by the Dallas Cowboys. And, you know, I tweet out what I'm going to talk about on the show because I always want to make people aware and privy of what it is we're going to discuss. And, you know, the truth of the matter is I had a couple people, you know, tweet at me at Shep On Air and they go, Shep, I know it's the Cowboys, but you're really going to lead with the 4-5-1 team? Name me another time that in the middle of the season, a rising star took their own life in their mid-20s. And the very next time that team saw the field, they had their best performance. Yeah, you're damn right I'm going to lead with a performance like that on Monday Night Football. Absolutely. And if we're being honest, the Dallas Cowboys are just one game back in the loss column when it comes to getting that final wild card spot. But all in all, this was about honoring a fallen teammate, a fallen brother, someone that was near and dear to the Dallas Cowboys organization, and more importantly, the players. And Dak Prescott, the way this cat balled out on Monday Night Football to not just keep their season alive, but honor Marshawn Nealand the way he did, that's the stuff of elite quarterbacks. That is what a Dallas Cowboys legend looks like. And I know he hasn't won a Super Bowl, and I know he's 2-5 in the postseason, and I understand the fact that the Cowboys, 30 years and counting, have not made an NFC Championship game appearance. I get all that. But what he was able to do when the Cowboys absolutely were at their rock bottom, and for him to be at his best, that's special. That's a quarterback that I believe is going to be successful in this league for a long time to come. I don't believe Dak Prescott is anywhere near the back nine. I think he's right at the apex of his prime. You saw that on Monday Night Football. But ultimately, this wasn't necessarily just about the productivity. Dak Prescott is proud of this particular win because of the way it honored his fallen teammate, Marshawn Nealand. And this is about not just the win, but carrying on a very, very proud legacy in a 24-year-old that should still very much be with us. Take a listen.
Super proud of the guys. Whirlwind of a week. Great one to cap off with a win right here. And but this doesn't put a cap on it. We're going to continue to move forward, shining light on Marshawn and carrying his legacy.
Dak, good for you. You hear the expression all the time, when tragedy strikes, that's when everything gets put into perspective. Dak clearly understands that there is something bigger than just the game of football, but he also understands that is why he garners the kind of attention he does as the starting quarterback for America's team, aka Dallas Cowboys. So Dak, your performance specifically, how would you assess that?
Night was fun. Just as I've always said, right, I'm just trying to get the ball out of my hands to these guys, be like a point guard and let them go do what they do best. And tonight was a good example of that.
Yeah, you can say that again. And speaking of point guard, they still got their point guard, the Dallas Cowboys, but they don't have their ace in the hole. They don't have their shooting guard because Jerry Jones thought it would be a good idea to part ways with Micah Parsons, a guy who happens to create more pressures on any quarterback in the past 5 years, and that guy is now a member of the Green Bay Packers. So the fact that this is not looking like a rebuild year for Dallas, the fact that they are very much in the hunt, and I know in the hunt is all subjective because it's based on the eye of the beholder, but listen, they're a game back in the loss column of the final spot in the playoffs. So they are very much in the hunt. And again, you got to credit Dak Prescott, but what he's able to do just having this team competitive, I mean, I want you to think about this for a second. They held the Raiders to 16 points, which is a pretty good defensive performance. They're still in the bottom two when it comes to overall defenses in the NFL. Folks, there's 32 teams in the NFL. They ain't even in the top 30, and that's with the best defense they've had all year, which tells you how bad and horrific that defense has been. And by the way, you got a first-year offensive coordinator. You got a first-year head coach. You got rid of your best player for 50 cents on the dollar when you traded him away for Kenny Clark and two first-rounders, and the Cowboys are still competing for a playoff spot. That's a testament to not just the play of Dak Prescott, but also the leadership. Now, that was not my only takeaway when it came to Monday Night Football. On the flip side of that, you want to talk about a team that's underachieving. I mean, what happened to the Las Vegas Raiders? They got the best tight end on planet Earth. It's Brock Bowers, what he's been able to do in year two. I'm sorry. George Kittle, Travis Kelce, Sam Laporta. The guy playing for Las Vegas Raiders just 2 years into his NFL career, that's the best tight end on planet Earth. And they got Ashton Jeanty. Ashton Jeanty, no disrespect to Travis Hunter, he should have been the Heisman Trophy winner last year. He was the best performer in all of college football in 2024. He was the number 6 overall pick. And anytime you're picked in the top 10 as a running back, you know you were absolutely lethal on the field in college. And, you got Geno Smith, and you can say whatever you want about Geno, but he's coming off three straight winning seasons. He has absolutely resurrected his career. And then he got a Hall of Fame head coach in Pete Carroll. He'll get there at some point. And you're 2-8. That's what you have to show for it. And you're 1-8 in your last nine games when you had an impressive win in New England, beating the very best team in the NFL in week one, and you're 1-8 ever since. Nobody expected this. This is without question one of the most disappointing teams in the NFL all season. And when you're down 31-9 at your place with a Dallas Cowboys team that is simply reeling and grieving, that's a problem. So the Raiders, now you understand that, you know, Pete Carroll is 74 years young. He defies age. He's not going to be a one-and-done type of coach. You know he's going to be here after the fact. He ain't going out like this. But with all that being said, you were not even on the field competing in that first half. You weren't even getting to the opposition side of the ball. It was horrific to watch the offense, and Geno Smith continues to show you why the Jets gave up on him despite being one of the highest draft picks they've had at the quarterback position in quite some time. Pete Carroll, and this is with a question, by the way, how in the hell can you defend that play calling specifically in the first half?
It was 31 dropbacks in that first half, three runs. Is that, I mean, I can't imagine that that's something that you like to look
at. Yeah, it wasn't 31 dropbacks. It was a bunch of play action passes. And really, I really wanted to see us do that. There's only one person to look at, it's me, because I was influenced on the game plan. I loved the way we were chunking them and we made big plays. I knew what was happening, you know, and Chip and I knew what was going on, but we were trying to stay with it and to see if we could continue to get the big plays, which we were getting.
In an overstated and the obvious, Raiders head coach Pete Carroll, he wants everyone to know that they missed opportunities.
We had so many good opportunities, and Geno was able to find his guys on the actions and all that. It got us in the red area, and then we didn't function well. We got sacked a little bit, we got hit a little bit, and didn't work out.
No, I would say after being 2-8, I don't think the 2025 NFL campaign has worked out at all for you, Pete Carroll. I was expecting a lot more. Who would have thought that going from Antonio Pierce to Pete Carroll would be a downgrade? Something tells me Antonio Pierce is looking a lot better as a potential Giants head coach with the way Pete Carroll has performed in 2025. Number to join us per usual, 888-710-4ISN. That is 888-710-4476. What was your big takeaway from Monday Night Football between America's team, the Dallas Cowboys, and the Raiders? What was your biggest takeaway? Again, number to join us, 888-710-4ISN. That is 888-710-4476. And if you can't get through on our busy phone lines, you can always hit me up at Shep On Air. And Ryan Potter, great to be with you, brother. How you doing?
I'm doing great. And I have the stream up and going, too.
You knew I was going to say that. So we're officially on YouTube. We're streaming the next 4 hours?
Yes, 4 hours. Hopefully commercial-free, but I can't promise YouTube's going to not go to break.
That is awesome. Should I, like, do some dancing in between breaks? Should we have Kevin do, like, a breakout dance? Bachata, salsa, merengue? What do you think? Kevin, you want to do that?
I think that's above my pay grade for tonight.
That's a good answer, man. But remember something, life begins at the end of your comfort zone. You know that, right?
It's a good one to know. I didn't know that before this.
Thank you. I heard it. I saw that on a cereal box, and I figured I'd use that at some point. But Ryan Brotcher, it's always good to be with you, brother. So we're on YouTube. We're streaming for 4 hours.
Yeah, 4 hours.
Do we have the usual characters in that space? I'm just curious.
I will read the names here. Okay. Big Friendly's in here.
Big Friendly!
Pine Needle's in here.
Okay.
Daily Rowe is actually currently snoring because he's got to wake up for some tennis.
Daly always teases that he's going to call us. Whenever we stream, he never actually calls. But I'm happy that Daly's playing tennis. I know he loves himself some tennis.
He's not even playing tennis. He said he's got to sleep, I think, to watch some tennis later.
Oh.
So, yeah, I feel a little offended.
I kind of feel offended, too. Let's do this. Ask Daly who's playing. Because I know Alcaraz is out right now. And I know Yannick Sinner took him out recently. But we will get back to Monday Night Football. Folks, your big takeaway from Dak, what he was able to do, absolutely putting the Cowboys on his back and leading the charge. What was your biggest takeaway from Cowboys and Raiders? And when we get back, we'll actually examine why Dak Prescott, at $60 million a year on the field alone, is actually worth every single penny. That's next. This is David Shepherd, a.k.a. The Good Shepherd, in for a great friend and an awesome dude, JR Sport Brief, right here on the Infinity Sports Network. We are coming right back. Don't you move.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-877-718-5543 or visit morethanagame.nc.gov. Must be physically located in North Carolina. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief. Here's David Shepherd.
Welcome back, everybody. This indeed is David Shepherd in for my guy, JR Sport Brief. Great to be with you, however and wherever you may be listening from. If you want to get involved in our show, number to do so, 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. And you can always hit us up in our YouTube chat. So for me, and I was thinking long and hard about this, I think Dak Prescott's going to be a Hall of Famer. I really do. I think that this is the season that Dak Prescott once and for all shows everybody why for most of his career he is a top 10 quarterback in the league. Now, this guy has been a runner-up for MVP. He's led the NFL in touchdown passes, but this is what you really have to know, why Dak is worth every single penny of the $60 million a year contract that he garners from the Dallas Cowboys. Dak Prescott is 80-51 as the Cowboys starter. That's winning over 61% of your games. It's a better win percentage than Drew Brees. Drew Brees is top 10 quarterback of all time, in my opinion. When Dak Prescott over these last 10 years does not suit up, Cowboys are an under 500 team. And when you are Dak Prescott, you have to somehow offset the grandeur and the look-at-me egocentrism that is Jerry Jones. And that takes a toll on anyone. Dak's done it flawlessly for 10 years. When is the last time you discussed a misstep or a mistake or a miscue by Dak? At any point, you can't. And not to mention, this season could have been disastrous. You trade away your very best player for 50 cents on the dollar for two first-round draft picks in Kenny Clark and Micah Parsons, was arguably the most dominant pass rusher we've seen in the NFL over the last 5 years. And they have been competitive because of Dak. He is first in completions. He's first in QBR. He's second in passing touchdowns. He is third in completion percentage. And oh yeah, he's top five in passing yards. And the Cowboys have needed every bit of this just to stay afloat. Think about this. They have scored more points in the NFC this season than any other team. But they got a bottom two defense. So the fact that Dak has this team just one game under 500, he should be put into the MVP conversation. And, you know, you talk about what he's about to do. I don't know if people realize this. In his next game, he is going to set the all-time Cowboys franchise mark of career passing yards. Tony Robo, not right now, currently has the record. Dak Prescott's going to do it in 23 less games. 23 less games. And oh yeah, he's already got more touchdown passes in his career than some guys named Kurt Warner, Steve Young, and Terry Bradshaw. And he could very much play for another 7-8 years. Because you look at the type of game that he has. He's not a runner. He's not going to take abuse on the field from defensive linemen because he's trying to stretch a play out. He knows how to get out of bounds. He knows how to slide. He's not looking to be a hero running it over the middle. So Dak Prescott's going to be putting up a lot more numbers when it's all said and done. But for right now, he has entered the MVP conversation considering how gloomy it looked for Dallas early on. And for me, you look at what Dak Prescott has done just as an ambassador for the league, for the Cowboys organization. There's a reason why he won the Walter Payton Man of the Year Award 3 years ago. Someone that is familiar with Dak's game, not just as his current head coach in Shoddy, a.k.a. Brian Schottenheimer, but someone that was originally his offensive coordinator, he's talked about the maturation of Dak Prescott, not just on the field, but off it. Take a listen.
Yeah, I think that's the evolution of Dak. It's a maturing process. I mean, all quarterbacks want to throw it 40, 50 yards down the field. You obviously saw him launch one on after the sudden change down there. GP did a great job breaking up a potential PI but or interception. But, yeah, he is. I mean, your job as that position is to spread the ball around, get the ball out of your hand, let guys create, and we have guys that can do that, which is no different than, you know, some of the greatest point guards in the world, man. You know, they just, Magic Johnson dishes it off to Worthy and guys like that. And he and we are all very blessed to have the guys that we have.
Man, I don't know. We talk so much NBA in a post-game press bite. Look at that. The point of the matter, folks, is that when we talk about the state of the Dallas Cowboys, this would be an absolute trash, backwards franchise if they did not have stability at the quarterback position. And I know the two all-time greats that everyone is going to point to is Troy Aikman and Roger Staubach. And Danny White's not far behind. Tony Romo's not far behind. I really believe you were looking at the second most talented quarterback to ever play the quarterback position for Dallas. I think Roger Staubach's number one. I think Troy Aikman was really good. I do think Dak Prescott would probably win himself a couple Super Bowls if he had Emmitt Smith and Michael Irvin and Alvin Harper, Jimmy Johnson as his head coach. That's just me. But I think Troy Aikman was one of the more lucky quarterbacks we've seen in NFL history, given what was surrounding him. So Dak, what he's been able to do in putting this franchise on his back has been nothing short of miraculous this season. And it is why not only has he put himself in the MVP conversation, but why I believe one day he's going to be a Hall of Famer. And I think we have to overlook, you know, hey, a quarterback hasn't played in the Super Bowl. You have to look at what's been around him. Dak ain't the problem in Dallas. He never has been. Problem in Dallas, we all understand, has been Jerry Jones. Number to join us is 888-710-4ISN. That is 888-710-4476. Well, I got to say hi to you, Ak. How you doing, man?
I'm doing well. Yourself, David?
I'm doing well. Thank you for asking. Before we get to your sports flash, my question for you, when it's all said and done, is Dak Prescott a Hall of Famer?
No.
You didn't hesitate with that one?
No.
Okay, what would it take in your eyes for Dak to be a Hall of Famer?
Two Super Bowls?
Multiple.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, I wish that were the case for Eli. I think he should have been in.
I think he should be there.
I'm with you.
I think Dak's good. He's not a Hall of Famer.
So he's in the Hall of Very Good.
Yep.
All right. That's fair. Speaking of the Hall of Very Good, this individual we're going to talk about next, he's not in the Hall of Very Good. If he retired today, he would be a lock for the Hall of Fame. I was most impressed this week by what I saw from Dak Prescott, but there is no question. The most dynamic performance we saw in the NFL this past weekend was Josh Allen. What he's doing is significant, and he needs to be doing this where he's Superman and puts on his cape and has six total touchdowns. Only other time that's happened, by the way, by another quarterback, I believe was 1954, if memory serves me correctly. And I think that's the great Otto Graham. But the truth of the matter is, I hope we are taking an appreciation and really taking back and watching and witnessing what is going on right now in the AFC East. Because this is going to be a battle to the end. And these are two of the very best in the AFC. And I think a lot of people had Buffalo in that situation, in that position this year. I don't think anyone, including the Vrabel family themselves, had New England this far ahead of schedule. We will get to that on the other side. You are listening to The Good Shepherd, filling in for my great friend JR Sportbrief right here on the Infinity Sports Network. The number to join us, per usual, 888-710-4ISN. That is 888-710-4476. There are certainly more franchises that have really made headlines these past few days other than the Cowboys. We'll get to the Bills on the other side, but before we do anything else, let's get to our latest sports flash. Who doesn't have Dak Prescott in the Hall of Fame? It's Rich Ackerman.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-877-718-5543 or visit morethanagame.nc.gov. Must be physically located in North Carolina. TNCs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Vrbo helps you swap gift wrap time for quality time. Go to Vrbo now and book a last-minute week-long stay and save over $390 this holiday season. Book your next vacation rental home on Vrbo. Average savings $396. Select homes only.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief. Here's David Shepard.
Welcome back, everybody, to the JR Sport Brief right here on the Infinity Sports Network. It is great to be with you, however and wherever you may be listening from. We've certainly talked a lot, and some would say enough, about the Dallas Cowboys, but I wanted to give my two cents on something that I thought was very special and very unique in what Dak was able to do on Monday Night Football. But that was not the real dynamic performance. When you talk about what took place with week number 11, to me, what you are witnessing with Josh Allen and the Buffalo Bills, and they're obviously playing later tonight against the Houston Texans. They're visiting the Texans in Houston, and C.J. Stroud obviously is not going to be ready to go due to the concussion, and Davis Mills is filling in. And I just feel like at this point, you're going to get the very best of Josh Allen. And that's what we saw, obviously, when he was going nuts against Tampa Bay, because nobody saw New England doing what they were going to do this year. No one saw them jumping out, getting off to a 9-2 start. I mean, they eclipsed their total of wins in the last 2 years by the middle of the season. And they may very well finish with 13, 14 wins. I mean, that's what they're on pace to do. Because when you look at New England, the only one team they face moving forward for the remainder of their schedule actually has a winning record. And that team with the winning record is the Buffalo Bills, who they just knocked in the teeth when they beat them in Buffalo at Orchard Park. So the Bills know they have to absolutely ball out at this point, and they have a razor margin error thin when it comes to winning this AFC East because of how easy the Patriots' schedule is the rest of the way and how prolific they have been with the first 11 games of their season. And so you saw Josh Allen completely light up the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, doing something that only one other quarterback has done in NFL history. And that, of course, is Otto Graham, which happened 71 years ago in 1954. And that is throw for three touchdowns and also rush for three touchdowns. And the Bills, man, I've said this for the last few months. I think there's something to be said about their final year at Orchard Park. I think there's something to be said about the Chiefs having a down year. You know, they've never been 500 this late in the Patrick Mahomes era. I just have the sense that the Bills smell blood. And their arch nemesis, and this is the case for essentially every AFC team minus Joe Burrow and the Cincinnati Bengals for 1 year, but we all know the biggest hurdle for the Bills, without question, beyond a shadow of a doubt, has been the Kansas City Chiefs. I mean, they've lost to them, for God's sakes, four times in the playoffs, so you know that is their kryptonite. Not in the regular season, that's a different story, but playoffs, they just can't get by them. And so the Bills know that this AFC title is theirs for the taking in a way that it hasn't been before. Because for the last 5-6 years, the AFC title game has essentially been the Arrowhead Invitational. Well, that doesn't seem to be the case in 2025. So it's no accident and not a coincidence at all that Josh Allen is absolutely putting on the cape right now and playing the very best football of his career. And you saw what he did against Tampa, and they needed it because who would have thought prior to that against a 2-win Miami Dolphins team, they were going to get doubled up by Miami, who everyone knows should not only have fired their GM in Chris Greer, but let's be honest, probably should part ways with their head coach in Mike McDaniel. And Josh Allen, what he was able to do out there with how dynamic he is of getting into the teeth of a defense and overpowering defensive linemen and secondary and linebackers, and how he has improved without question as an accurate downfield thrower. But what really stands out about Josh Allen and that 6-touchdown performance is every single time but one he scored a rushing touchdown, he would hand it off to the closest teammate and have them spike the football. He's all about the team. He's all about making sure guys feel appreciated and feel like they're just as big of a part of what they do as even the star quarterback. And so for one of those touchdowns, Josh Allen, even though he was held up, you saw, you know, Deion Dawkins and company just push him into the end zone because they don't look at Josh Allen as a quarterback. They look at him as the leader of this squad and a damn good football player. And what he was able to do in having these 3 touchdown passes and 3 rushing touchdowns, think about this. He's already got more rushing touchdowns for his career than Earl Campbell. He's already got more passing touchdowns than Terry Bradshaw. So what he's been able to do by the age of 29 is remarkable. But he knows this particular year, this season, with how down and out Kansas City seems to be at this particular time, is there for the taking. So you saw what he was able to do with the downfield passing, and you saw that 40-plus yard bomb to Tyrell Shavers, and he actually had 2 of those against Tampa Bay. It's the only time he has had 40 yards of airing it out where they turned into completions all season in one game. So you know this Bills team is dangerous because obviously they have, if not one of the best quarterback on planet Earth in Josh Allen, but they also got a different dimension to them. This particular year, James Cook is one of the best running backs in the NFL. Couldn't make that claim the last few years. You can now. And what you're witnessing with James Cook is outside of Jonathan Taylor, who's all world. Jonathan Taylor is what Saquon Barkley was last year. He's what Derrick Henry was at his apex with the Tennessee Titans. He is just unbelievable what he's been able to do as, without question, the offensive vocal point of the Indianapolis Colts. But the second best running back this year has indeed been James Cook. And in fact, he's on pace for more than 1,600 rushing yards on the ground. He's never had more than 1,100 rushing yards in any game, any season of his career. So the fact that James Cook gives them that dimension makes Buffalo that much more dangerous. And there's 2 other names that we need to keep in mind when it comes to what Buffalo has done this season. They get longtime Bills veteran Gabe Davis back in the fold, but also Mecole Hardman, what he was able to do on special teams against Tampa, how he was a decisive advantage as a returner over whatever Tampa was putting out there. It seemed like every other time he was bringing the ball back, he was getting into Tampa territory. So they got a lot of weapons on this team. It's not just about Josh Allen and him putting on the cape. It's about the balance that they have now. They don't necessarily have themselves any elite wide receiver, whether it be like a Khalil Shakir, whether it be a Coleman, but they do have themselves a lot of good weapons. They got 6 receivers on the squad for Buffalo that already has 300-plus yards receiving on the season. So you know there's balance. You know they have an elite running back in James Cook at this particular point. And then you know they have really good veterans like a Mecole Hardman who's getting it done on special teams. But with all that being said, Josh Allen doesn't always want to put on the cape. And Kevin, this is cut number 8. Josh Allen says, despite the win, and this is what you love from any competitor, they're going to be their biggest critic. They're going to be the individual that knows they should be doing better. Whatever the stats say, whatever the box score suggests, they are always looking to improve. They are always seeking better. Just like Josh Allen is. And he spoke about getting off to a better start against Tampa, despite putting up 44 points. Take a listen.
After that first quarter, it was really fun. Obviously, want to start better. boneheaded decision down there. I got fooled in the protection, slid it the wrong way. Didn't give ourselves a chance down there, but I'm glad of how our defense responded. They only let up three there. Obviously, would love to convert on fourth down. I thought we made some plays tonight. I feel like I missed a few throws, too, that I don't normally miss, and something that we can improve on.
You know, the dude's amazing. Like, the guy just, you know, has a game for the ages, has a game in which only one other quarterback has had. And that, of course, is in the form of Otto Graham, who did it in 1954, 72 seasons ago, by the way. And I know it's 71 years, but it's 72 seasons ago. And Josh Allen is finding room to poke holes in his game because of what he didn't do well when he put up a damn near perfect game, not just with the arm, but on the ground as well. That's how you know this man is locked in. It's really remarkable. And what you also love about Josh Allen is they go where he goes. And he will never pat himself on the back during a press conference. He will never, in interviews, talk himself up. It's all about the others. It's all about his teammates. It's why I still don't understand for the life of me, Stephon Diggs couldn't make that relationship and that friendship and that, you know, camaraderie work with Josh Allen. I'll never get it. He makes it work with Drake May. Drake May doesn't have anything on Josh Allen. Now, I will say Drake May is having an unbelievable second year, but there's not a better leader in this sport than Josh Allen. And if you don't believe me, when he talks about having this career type of performance with six total touchdowns, three on the ground, three in the air, only one other quarterback again has ever done that in the history of this great game, Josh Allen is about his teammates, not himself.
Just finding a way to score down there and had some quarterback runs up, which obviously helps. But again, guys make plays. Shaves made a heck of a play. Ty Johnson down the sideline just outrunning people. And then Jimbo making a heck of a catch for that touchdown there too. So it takes everybody.
Takes a village. That's what Hillary Clinton always used to say. I'm sure she still sees it, says it. Folks, for me, I didn't think that this division was going to be competitive whatsoever. I really felt like this particular division was going to be a runaway. When you look at the AFC North, you got the Ravens nipping on the heels of the Pittsburgh Steelers. That's going to be close. If Trevor Lawrence can ever actually step into being a true franchise quarterback, that would be closer when it comes to taking the AFC South versus the Indianapolis Colts. The AFC West, you knew was going to be tough. You got four head coaches in that division that have coached in a Super Bowl alone. And I believe when you talk about what he's done both in college and the NFL, Jim Harbaugh is without question a Hall of Fame coach. You look at the NFC East, you love the story of Dak Prescott this year and how he's been able to make them relevant despite the Cowboys and management, specifically Jerry Jones, doing everything to make a mess around him. But you know the Eagles are going to run away with that. And then you talk about the NFC North, the Packers, the Bears, the Lions, they're all going to battle to the end. And who saw the Carolina Panthers breaking out the way they did? And then the NFC West, you obviously have the 49ers who are going to be relevant at the end. You know the Seahawks will be there with Sam Darnold as long as they don't play any big-time opponents because he always crumples when he plays elite teams. And then you have the Los Angeles Rams and arguably the front-runner for the MVP in Matthew Stafford. But the one division that I was so certain about coming into the season was the AFC East. And we've called it the AFC Least for years because there's only one team that actually is relevant in that division, and then the other three just stink. That was always the case with New England as they dominated that division with Tom Brady and Bill Belichick and company. And it was never a question as to who was going to come out on top. And I thought the same was going to be the case for the Buffalo Bills, who were going to come away with their sixth straight AFC East title. But then Drake May ascended in his second year like very few quarterbacks I can recall. And that's what makes this so fascinating, what's going on with Josh Allen. He has to be this great just to keep up with the New England Patriots. When we get back, we will get to all your calls at 888-710-4ISN. That is 888-710-4476. But we will also talk about who is going to be the AFC East division winner come 2025. And it's not who you think. We'll get to that next. Shout out to the YouTube chat, by the way. Always great to have you as part of the show. We will certainly be on YouTube for the next 3 hours, so you can give your commentary there. You can call us at 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. When we get back, we talk in AFC East, Pats and Bills. This is the Good Shepherd in for JR. We're coming right back.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-877-718-5543 or visit morethanagame.nc.gov. Must be physically located in North Carolina. T&Cs apply.
With stays under $250 a night, Vrbo makes it easy to celebrate sweater weather. You could book a cabin stay with leaf views for days, or a brownstone in a city where festivals are just a walk away, or a lakeside home with a fire pit for cozy nights with friends. Or, if you're not a sweater person, we can call it corduroy weather. More flexible. And with stays under $250 a night, you can book a home that suits your exact needs. Book now at Vrbo.com.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Did you know you can opt out of winter? With Vrbo, save up to $1,500 for booking a month-long stay. With thousands of sunny homes, why subject yourself to the cold? Just filter your search by monthly stays and save up to $1,500. Book now at Vrbo.com.